Good morning, listeners. Good morning, listeners. This is Spirit Matters with Rena, and this is yours truly, your host, Rena. Happy New Year 2020, and thank you for your love and support in 2019 as you tune into today's broadcast. It is my prayer that the Lord would enrich you and add many blessings to your life. Spirit Matters with Rena is designed to empower your life with words of wisdom, understanding towards the kingdom living. Okay, towards kingdom living now in the earth. Okay, so my prayer is that God gives revelation from this information that will be shared on today. Now, we began these series called The Kingdom of God Within You, and today is part 6, which is the divine benefits of kingdom citizenship. And the previous teachings that we had were seek the kingdom first, keys of the kingdom, kingdom citizenship, citizenship versus membership, and kingdom citizenship responsibilities, and then, of course, what we're doing today. This is a 12-part series, so this is beginning the 6th one in the 12-part series that we will complete in this year. So please listen to all the previous broadcasts, as it will help provide insight to each teaching. So all teachings are archived and recorded on my Blog Talk Radio website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Spirit Matters with Rena. Or you can just type in Spirit Matters with Rena Blog Talk Radio on Google and it will pull everything up for you. But I encourage you to listen to all the others because it is a powerful teaching from Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to help bring that information. And a lot of my resources, my main resource, is coming from Miles Monroe. And he does a phenomenal teaching on citizenship and about the kingdom of God. So I encourage you to do some more research yourself as well. But let's start with today's lesson. And we'll just say a prayer. God, I thank you even now that the revelation that you will bring to your people. God, this is not an individual take on just this information, but this is a movement of your kingdom. This is something that we're doing corporately so that everyone can understand the kingdom of God and not only get the information, but the revelation that they would experience it on today, because we are truly kingdom citizens. In Jesus' name, amen. So just a side note, kingdom citizen is the very treasurable essence of life, okay? Because kingdom citizen is not something that we need to pursue for the future or in the future. It is something and must understand that we must experience it now. We are kingdom citizens now. And as you listen to the other teachings, you would have scriptural foundational basis to understand exactly what I'm referring to. It's not good enough to have the knowledge or the information about the kingdom of God, because knowledge is information. Knowledge doesn't bring the power of God. It just beefs up our mind to get understanding. But in order to get revelation, we have to get past just the knowledge and the information and experience the power of God. Amen? As we begin Awakening the Kingdom of God Within You, Part 6, we're starting with the scripture of Psalm 68:19. I'm coming from the New King James Version, and this is the basis of this particular teaching. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. That's Psalm 68:19. Whenever you get a job, for example, first questions we want to ask to know if we even want the job sometimes is, what are the benefits? One definition of benefits is simply anything contributing to an improvement in condition. Anything contributing to an improvement in condition. Ultimately saying that benefits should improve your condition. But what if you lose your job? You lose your benefits and your conditions change. Well, with divine kingdom benefits, you improve your condition not contingent upon the world's governmental system, but upon the government of the kingdom of God. What a benefit to know that you will not lose that benefit because you lost your job. I lost my job many years ago at American Express They laid us off twice. But let me tell you, this is not just a teaching for me. This is an experience for me to know that my husband and I and our household were kept in spite of the governmental system. We were kept by the government of the kingdom of God. And as a matter of fact, we were able to actually do more. God multiplied in us that year to give more than we did any other year. God is a provider when we trust and rely on him and on the system that he built for his citizens. We would see and experience the kingdom of God here in the earth. Now, before I enter into discussion about five divine benefits of kingdom citizenship, let me first mention and briefly elaborate on three points that will set the foundation in which these benefits can be granted to us as citizens of God's kingdom. And I just want to give some understanding so you will see an assimilation between the earthly kingdom and the kingdom of God. Point number one. Again, I'm going to list three points to lay a foundation. Point number one. A king is responsible for the welfare of the citizens. Keep that word welfare in mind. Now, established welfare provides benefits in the earth, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It is generally defined as to give support to people in need. The world's support welfare system includes provisions such as cash, health care, food, housing, education, and child support, or child care, I should say, just to name a few. Then what more can the kingdom of God provide in support of his citizens of its kingdom? Well, I'm glad you asked. The answer is much more. Kingdom welfare is not provided by nor dependent upon the government of this world, but by the government of the kingdom of God. Jesus came to establish the government in the earth. Isaiah 9 and 6 tells us that he gives support to his people because he came to establish his government on the earth. Let me read Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, which is Jesus. Unto us a son is given, which is Jesus. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. So that means when he came, he brought the government of the kingdom with him. And then it goes on to say his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So that's the way in which to explain how Jesus brought the government of God, or the kingdom of God, can be used interchangeably to the earth, okay? He not only provides, but the provision is infallible, unlike the world, as what I even explained that I experienced where I worked. Point number two, a king takes responsibility to place his influence over a territory to impact his will, purpose, and intent. King Jesus took responsibility on earth to influence us. He took that responsibility. So he demonstrated in which how we needed to operate. The key thing here is responsibility. We then have to take the responsibility to submit and fully surrender our will to him so we can fully receive the benefits of the kingdom. How many of us have gotten a car that's fully loaded but never use all the benefits of that fully loaded car? Same concept. We are fully known by Jesus, but here's the question. Is Jesus fully known by us? It is our responsibility to receive and not reject God's will, God's purpose, and God's intent. Amen? Point number three, lastly, a king will produce a culture and moral standard for the citizens of his kingdom. The word I'm focusing in on here on this one is culture. Culture is very powerful. In any culture, you see what people believe, the way they live, what they eat, how they dress. It shapes your priorities. It shapes your principles, and it shapes your values. The world's way of telling us how to live are often in conflict with God's way, such as values against values, truth against lies, and the light against darkness. Always remember, in our freedom and liberty are two different things. Freedom is the lack of bondage, or the not being held in bondage. Liberty is the ability to think freely. So in our freedom and in our liberty, we must stand fast to the culture of the kingdom of God, not of this world. Not every permissible thing we do is lawful and acceptable in the culture of God. Let's read 1 Corinthians 6 and 12, because that gives us what we're talking about. Everything is permissible for me, but not all things are beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything and brought under its power, allowing it to control me. Amen? That's 1 Corinthians 6 and 12. So now I've laid the three biblical foundational substances I wanted to use in order to lay the foundation and understand how our benefits are granted. And that's just a few things, because I only have 30 minutes to talk, but I wanted to make sure that you understand the foundation of that. And the keywords I took out of those three points were welfare, responsibility, and culture. So now let's list the five divine benefits. I'm only going to list five. There are more. But let's review five divine benefits of the kingdom of God. First one is healing and deliverance. First benefit is healing and deliverance. Let's look at Psalms 103, 2 through 3. Psalms 103, 2 through 3. Says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. His benefits, okay? Who forgives all our sins and heals all your diseases. His benefits. So that means they're his benefits, but because we're under the umbrella of the culture of the kingdom of God, we have received his benefits. We have inherited his benefits. This clearly states that healing and deliverance are benefits from God. As believers, we tend to have head knowledge of Scripture, but not the revelation of Scripture. Okay? Forgiveness and healing operate together. Forgiveness does not bring healing. Forgiveness does bring healing. What an awesome benefit to walk in healing and deliverance. So again, benefit number one, healing and deliverance. We're taking that out of Psalms 103, 2 through 3, that says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our sins and heals all your diseases. Remember, healing and deliverance go together. Forgiveness does bring healing. Benefit number two, eternal life. Eternal life. John 3:16 says, everyone knows that scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It is truly a benefit to know that this world is not the end. There is eternal life with Jesus Christ after this earthly death. What a benefit. In Christ Jesus, he makes us to believe. He helps us. He aids us in believing. But in it of ourselves, we would doubt. So ask God to help your unbelief if there's any doubt within you concerning eternal life. Benefit number three, divine provision. Divine provision. You see, in the natural, the word provision is something you put aside in account for future liability. But in the kingdom of God, there is an account set aside for you with constant supplies, sources, and resources from God. So one you set aside in the earth, but with God is one he sets aside for you. His provisions are from heaven to earth, not from earth to earth. Amen? When we do it, it's from earth to earth. When God does it, it's from heaven to earth. According to Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. So that means he provides the riches from heaven, from his glory, to the earth. Amen? Because that's where we are. So as we have all our needs met by him, let us do all things for him and to his glory. Amen? Benefit number four, divine protection. Divine protection. Divine protection is a promise and a benefit from God. Psalms 91, as you read it, tells us that we will not be afraid of the terror by night. That means that we will be protected. Also read Psalms 23 and Isaiah 54 and 17. God watches over us to our seen and unseen situations and circumstances. God's divine protection is a benefit that is granted to the citizens of the kingdom of God. Divine protection does not imply that we will have a stress-free life. It's not saying that, because why would he provide it if we didn't need it? But it does imply to trust on, rely on, and believe in his promises and his benefit to provide divine protection. So never lose hope in his protection, for it is the foundation of our now faith. Our now faith. And that talks about our now faith in Hebrews 11 and 1. The last benefit I mentioned is empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Oh boy, Holy Spirit is the bomb. I'm telling you, he is such a friend. He is such a person. He's such a wonderful person. We cannot do anything without Holy Spirit. He is such a friend. Acts 1 and 8 tells us that when Holy Spirit came upon us, we received power. And you notice I'm not saying the Holy Spirit like it's just something. I'm calling him Holy Spirit because he is a person. He is a person. Holy Spirit is a beneficial gift. It is a gift that was given to every believer. He was not given just to a selected few of believers, as sometimes that we presume and believe because of what we see happen in churches or happen in places or happen in meetings. Sometimes we can give off the wrong impression as God uses us that we're the only selected one. Well, for those that think that, I want to break down that stronghold in your mind in Jesus' name and let you know that gifts were given to each and every one of us and not just a selected few. Amen? It is for you. It is for all believers who are willing to surrender and submit in obedience to Holy Spirit. We cannot harness the power of Holy Spirit. It is not ours to just misuse or abuse. It is the power of Holy Spirit was given to us by God the Father. Amen? And by Jesus, as he left the earth, Holy Spirit came, because they're all one, the Trinity. This empowerment enables us to exhibit his fruit of love, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, because this reveals the character of Christ. Amen? So these are the five divine benefits, but there are more. So I challenge you to seek them out. Now I'm going to give a quick recap before we close, because as we began, I wanted you to understand one of the main things, that don't just go on this information that I'm sharing, but as you pray over this, seek this information out. See if it's the foundation of God. I challenge you to do that. Amen? But understand, don't just get caught up with the information, but as you study, ask God for the revelation, because the revelation is what will move the power of God in your life, not just the information. So now let's do a quick recap. The 3 points of foundational setting to be granted the benefits, and only 3 points I'm mentioning, there are more, is point number one. A king is responsible for the welfare of the citizens. We talked about the key word welfare, and understand that God's welfare is not dependent upon the governmental system of this world. Amen? Point number two was a king takes responsibility to place his influence over a territory to impact his will, purpose, and intent. The key word here was responsibility. So as King Jesus took responsibility, so do we have to take responsibility to submit fully and surrender to his will, his purpose, and his intent. Amen? Point number three was a king will produce a culture and a moral standard for the citizens of his kingdom. The key word here we pulled out was culture. Understanding that a culture shapes your values, it shapes your beliefs, and we have to understand that the culture of the kingdom is not the same as the culture of the world, okay? The culture of the kingdom comes against the values of God. There's a lot of conflict, I would say, between those two, between values, between the truth and lies, between light and darkness. So it is in our freedom and our liberty that we have to steadfast to the culture of the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 12 will help us study more of that. So those are the 3 points, and the words that I pulled out from those 3 points were welfare, responsibility, and culture. Then we list the 5 benefits. Again, there are more, but I would list 5. Benefit number 1, healing and deliverance. We talked about how healing and deliverance goes together. Forgiveness does bring healing. Amen? We went to Scripture, Psalms 103, 2 through 3. Benefit number 2 was eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. We understand that eternal life is more important even than your earthly life. Some may think that's crazy. Your earthly life is important. But the way you live this life determines how you will live eternally. Amen? Benefit number 3, divine protection. The scripture we talked about was Philippians 4:19. He provides for us, not based on this governmental system, but based on the riches of glory from heaven. When God provides for us, he provides from heaven to earth, not from earth to earth. Remember, we talked about provision in the earth is when you set aside something. When we talk about provision from the kingdom of God, that's when he sets aside something, because he takes responsibility to provide for his citizens. That's benefit number 3. Benefit number 4, divine protection. We came out of Psalms 91, Psalms 23, and Isaiah 54 and 17. Amen. He is the God that protects us. So never lose hope in his protecting us. Use your now faith and understand that divine protection can only come from God. He sees the seen and the unseen. Amen. Benefit number 5, empowerment of the Holy Spirit, Acts 1 and 8. He is, telling you, Holy Spirit is the bomb. He's a wonderful person, and we cannot harness the power of the Holy Spirit. He empowers us and enables us to exhibit his fruit of love, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All these things reveal the character of Christ. Amen? So we just did a recap of the 3 foundational points, the 5 divine benefits. So in closing, I just want you to know that these are corporate benefits of the kingdom of God. God gives a lavish distribution of his divine benefits to all the citizens of his kingdom. So don't hoard the information, share it, study it, meditate on it, and let it be a revelation of experience in your life. Whoever accepts and trusts the Son, Jesus Christ, has access to all these benefits. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in as I close. We will continue to teach on the series throughout the year 2019, Awakening the Kingdom of God Within You. Stay tuned for part number 7. We'll have teachings such as citizenship authority, dual citizenship, culture of the kingdom, kingdom ambassadors. All this information will be coming forth in 2019. And please know that you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Spirit Matters with Rena. And for all the previous lessons, so that you can get the full flavor of the information to become your revelation, will be on the pre-recorded sessions that are archived on that site. Again, thank you for tuning in. I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful week. May God keep you, and may your information be revelation as you experience it and share it with others. Remember, it is a corporate blessing, not just individually. God bless.